In somewhat of a surprise move, the head of Yellowstone National Park announced his retirement Friday morning, amid speculation he was being reassigned for political reasons. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie spoke with him over the phone about his retirement and his potential reassignment.
Why did the Interior Department want to transfer you to D.C.?
You know, I only have what I've been told, and that is they said they wanted to transfer me for the efficiency of the government, and they believed that I had a contribution to make to the National Capital Region, and that's great. My position is that in order to make a commitment to a new job like that, I think the National Capital Region is a great region of the National Park Service, great parks, great people. But you'd have to be willing to make a 3 to 5 year commitment to have the kind of effect or impact on something like that. And I'm 66 years old, have 43 years, and I did not see that I had that kind of energy that I could commit to 3 to 5 years. And so I made the decision to retire.
And so according to a recent Inspector General report, some senior executives within the Park Service felt like the reassignments were political or punitive. You know, essentially they weren't being loyal enough to the Interior Department. Did you feel that pressure?
You know, I can't say that I felt pressure that I never felt pressure to be loyal. I felt the only pressure I felt was loyalty to the mission of the National Park Service in terms of protecting the resources and to providing great visitor experiences. And I think, you know, did we have some difference of opinion on occasion about especially wildlife or resources issues? But that's no different in this administration than it was in any other administration. So I can't say, you know, that I felt that pressure. We've been talking about issues that, well, as I said, we have differences of opinion on in terms of habitat issues for bison, but that's no different than any other administration.
And how has the Interior Department and the Park Service changed under the Trump administration?
You know, I think one of the great things about national parks is that we are 417 national parks spread across the country dedicated to, you know, the preserving our nature, our country's both natural and cultural history. And I think that in many ways, there hasn't been a lot of changes that would be perceivable even to me as a manager or certainly not to visitors as they would come visit the parks. We are, you know, we were in discussions or we are always in discussions about how best to manage both people and resources. And in the short time of this administration, I don't think that's really manifested itself in any discernible way that I could tell you.
These, you were potentially going to be reassigned to D.C. Are those kind of reassignments normal as a senior executive? I mean, in your career?
Well, certainly not only. Yeah, they're normal. I mean, it's something that when you become a senior executive, you understand that you can be relocated for the efficiency of the government. In my particular case, I have a very limited time left in my government career, so that's why I announced my retirement, because the Washington Post article of about 5 or 6 weeks ago that talked about my potential move and the shakeup basically led to a lot of uncertainty within the local area. I was constantly being questioned by not just individuals, but by state legislators and governors and communities and stakeholders about how long, when was I leaving, what was my retirement date. And so my announcement was basically to bring certainty to the short-term future for Yellowstone National Park and my time here as superintendent.
That was our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie talking with Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Dan Wenk about his retirement announcement.